At last, the beast dropped, bemused but docile, to its knees. "Go!" whispered old Thrashbarg urgently to Ford. "Go! Go now!" Ford leapt up onto the great creature's back, scrabbling amongst its thick, knotty fur for purchase, grasping great handfuls of the stuff to hold him steady once he was in position. "Now, sandwich maker, go!" He performed some elaborate sign and ritual handshake which Arthur couldn't quite get the hang of because old Thrashbarg had obviously made it up on the spur of the moment. Then he pushed Arthur forward. Taking a deep breath, he clambered up behind Ford onto the great, hot, heaving back of the beast and held on tight. Huge muscles the size of sea lions rippled and flexed beneath him. Old Thrashbarg held the bird suddenly aloft. The beast's head swiveled up to follow it. Thrashbarg pushed upwards and upwards repeatedly with his arms and with the picker bird. And slowly, heavily, the perfectly normal beast lurched up off its knees and stood at last swaying slightly. Its two riders held on fiercely and nervously. Arthur gazed out over the sea of hurtling animals, straining in an attempt to see where it was they were going, but there was nothing but heat haze. "Can you see anything?" he said to Ford. "No." Ford twisted round to glance back, trying to see if there was any clue as to where they had come from. Still nothing. Arthur shouted down at Thrashbarg. "Do you know where they come from?" he called, "or where they're going?"
"The domain of the king," shouted old Thrashbarg back.
"King?" shouted Arthur in surprise.
"What king?"
The perfectly normal beast was swaying and rocking restlessly under him.
"What do you mean, what king?" shouted old Thrashbarg. "The king!"
"It's just that you never mentioned a king," shouted Arthur back in some consternation.
"What?"
shouted old Thrashbarg. The thrumming of a thousand hooves was very hard to hear over, and the old man was concentrating on what he was doing. Still holding the bird aloft, he led the beast slowly round till it was once more parallel with the motion of its great herd. He moved forward. The beast followed. He moved forward again. The beast followed again. At last, the beast was lumbering forward with a little momentum.
"I said you never mentioned a king," shouted Arthur again. "I didn't say a king," shouted old Thrashbarg. "I said the king."
He drew back his arm and then hurled it forward with all his strength, casting the picker bird up into the air above the herd. This seemed to catch the picker bird completely by surprise, as it had obviously not been paying any attention at all to what was going on. It took a moment or two to work out what was happening, then it unfurled its little wings, spread them out, and flew.
"Go!" shouted Thrashbarg. "Go and meet your destiny, sandwich maker!"
Arthur wasn't so sure about wanting to meet his destiny as such. He just wanted to get to wherever it was they were going so he could get back off this creature again. He didn't feel at all safe up there. The beast was gathering speed as it followed in the wake of the picker bird, and then it was in at the fringes of the great tide of animals, and in a moment or two, with its head down, the picker bird forgotten, it was running with the herd again and rapidly approaching the point at which the herd was vanishing into thin air. Arthur and Ford held on to the great monster for dear life, surrounded on all sides by hurtling mountains of bodies.
"Go, ride that beast!"
shouted Thrashbarg. His distant voice reverberated faintly in their ears.
"Ride that perfectly normal beast! Ride it! Ride it!"
Ford shouted in Arthur's ear.
"Where did he say we were going?"
"He said something about a king,"
shouted Arthur in return, holding on desperately.
"What king?"
"That's what I said. He just said the king."
"I didn't know there was a the king,"
shouted Ford.
"Nor did I," shouted Arthur back.
"Except, of course, for the king,"
shouted Ford,
"and I don't suppose he meant him."
"What king?"
shouted Arthur. The point of exit was almost upon them. Just ahead of them, perfectly normal beasts were galloping into nothingness and vanishing.
"What do you mean, what king?" shouted Ford. "I don't know what king. I'm only saying that he couldn't possibly mean the king, so I don't know what he means."
"Ford, I don't know what you're talking about."
"So?"
said Ford. Then, with a sudden rush, the stars came on, turned and twisted around their heads, and then, just as suddenly, turned off again. End of CD 5.